Pastor Dave Hughes, how are you? This is Joe Wagner from Kingdom.
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
I'm doing pretty good myself.
Very good.
Yes, sir. Hey, how's things going?
Things are going really well.
Good.
Doing, getting ready for our candlelight service, which is a big tradition in the church, and we're doing really well.
Good deal. Other than that, well, how many, you got a candlelight service, you're going to do that this evening, or you're going to wait till Christmas Eve?
Oh, no, we go for Christmas Eve, but the church is decorated, and then it's been going on. I guess the church has been doing it for 40, 50 years. So it's a big thing for them and for us now. So it's been a blessing. The article was really good.
Good.
In fact, I had Mark Loomis send me a couple extra catalogs.
Awesome.
So you did really well on it.
Hey, well, thank you. Well, I was just writing stuff down. It was you that was doing really well.
Well.
Hey, I just flipped onto your new artwork for your CD, and somebody had come to me, gosh, this was a month and a half ago, and said, hey, where did that truck come from on the front of the catalog? And it was you. I didn't know that it was you that wanted the semi-truck going down the highway with a cross on the grill of it.
Yes, sir. Yep.
That's pretty cool.
Yes, my brother is a trucker, and I made up some CDs for him, and as he travels across the states, he gives away my CDs.
That's right. Yep, I remember that. That's a really cool graphic to use, especially on those.
Yes, it is. The only problem that I'm having is I can't find a decent title printer to put the titles on these things, and that's the only drawback that I'm having. I've tried the Casio, and I've tried the Easy Dupe that you guys sell, and it's just not clear, and it's especially on the trucker one because of the grill is black.
Right.
And so that's the only drawback that I'm having here. And
how about some advice? And it'd be cheaper than buying another printer. I have before, and we sell them. I'm not trying to sell them to you because you could probably get them in Staples or someplace too. But clear labels that you put on, like return address labels, the smaller.
Yes. Yes.
If you were to run those clear ones through your regular laser or inkjet printer, you can put those on as well. And what I would do, I would get the little bit smaller ones and put them on the left-hand side of that CD, so it would kind of, because it would be on the clouds in the light blue.
Right.
Because Reverend David N. Hughes Sr. is on the right-hand side, so if you were to put even the title of the message on the left-hand side, it would still be legible and it would still be balanced. That might be what I would try while you're looking for or while you're getting a better printer, because sometimes those printers, they like to actually print directly on the CD themselves, and if they print any on the color of the ink, then they smudge up a little bit. That's probably what you've been running into, right?
Smudging, and they're not consistent. Sometimes I get a real dark print on the CDs that I have, the Eagle and stuff, and you can see it really well, and other times it's like faded on it.
Right.
So I've been reluctant to try the clear ones, but I might have to go and try that.
You might give it a shot. I have done it before on CDs that I have done, and it looks pretty good.
It does?
Yeah, it doesn't look bad.
Okay.
And especially, you've got a really cool graphic on this. I've seen some where where folks have done it and their graphics haven't been really very sharp or very professional, but you've got a very professional-looking graphic on there, and that's really what people are going to be, their eyes are going to be drawn to it. So
we hope the Lord uses that.
Yeah. So I would give the labels a try, and you'll only be out $5 or $6 if they don't work.
Exactly, and that's better than $200 or $300.
Yeah,
that don't work.
I'd give it a shot, and then you know that they're gonna work.
Well, okay.
I have 85%. I'm pretty sure that everything's gonna work out for
me. Sure. Okay.
But hey, I don't want to keep you too much, but I wanted to check in with you to see how your website is going. I know that I just actually talked with Mark, and he's been the guy that's been working with you on the website, and I'm not sure which designer that you had, but how's everything going with your website? Going good?
It's going well. Mark Purnell, Robert Purnell.
Robert. Yep.
He's the one that's handling it, and we're moving right along. I got my PayPal set up, and he's setting up the store, and I've got a camera to take pictures of the products, but everything, what he has up now, I'm very satisfied with.
Would I, could I ask you for a testimonial about that? And so I could use it in some catalog advertising that we were going to do?
You certainly can, because I've used another. I used, between you and I don't know if you can put it in the article, but I used Aspire. Mm-hmm. And Aspire was like, they had a whole bunch on, you can go to their website, and they have a whole bunch of templates that you could use, so on and so forth. But the personalized service that I've gotten through Kingdom and the design of the website is much better.
Okay.
Much better.
Awesome.
And you should certainly use that as a testimonial. The content, I've talked to, there's someone, Mark Loomis is always very gracious to me. The staff has been gracious to me. There's never been a time, and I try to limit my calling, but there's never been a time in this day and age. It seems like I want to emails, and that's certainly a good venue. But when you are an older guy like me, or you want to talk to somebody, Kingdom has always been there for me.
Awesome.
And I've never. The product is first rate, and the people are first rate. I have never met or had, with all the times that I've been dealing with you guys, never had a cross person. Or a person that got very curt with me or anything like that. It's always been professionalism.
That means an awful lot to me and to the company. And I know I'll share that with Johnny, too, and my supervisor and everybody involved. And that's just really cool. I really appreciate that. That's what we aim to do. We strive to be on board and all pull in the same direction ministry-wise with you, too.
And the quality of the product for the price is par excellent. You get much more for the money than you do with any other company that I've dealt with.
Hey, Reverend Hughes, that's about the best testimonial I could hope to ever get, and I really appreciate that we've been able to serve you and do this for you, and just keep up the good work, especially with both your ministry and with the church.
Well, thank you so much. But our church is dying. I don't know what the Lord's going to do with that. I don't understand a lot of the things that are happening. You know, you know that old hymn, you understand it by and by. I think Elvis sings it. But I've looked into the church retention program with you guys and so on and so forth. I've got 22 people coming to services now, and I'm not really concerned about the numbers as the quality of the service and so on and so forth. But I've got 9 people under 60 years old, and the rest are in their 70s, 80s, and 90s.
Yeah.
And so I don't know if I'm going to take that over as a worship center. And I don't want the building, certainly, but the trustees. I've set up trustees that have been with the church for a while, and they're younger people. They're in their 60s, if you want to call that young.
Mm-hmm.
But I've set up trustees to take care of the property, and I told them that I'm bannering about it now. We can... I'll rent the property from them and use it as a worship center.
Right.
So that's maybe where we're heading. Yeah, I don't know.
What the Lord has in mind for you. You know, it might be.
It might be. I don't know. It might be. The pastors were there before, and I'm not, any better sometimes, I think. But I have just, we've gotten a bad reputation in the neighborhood. There's a lot of infighting. And it's hard to overcome that.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
It really is. But as far as you guys go, you're top-notch. You get much more, like I said, much more for the money than I got from Aspire. And I get much better service, and the website looks wonderful. It's easy to navigate. It comes up. The content is perfect. It's just wonderful the way you guys do it. Yeah, I sent in pictures. I didn't go by the traditional route by sending in a picture through the Internet or the email. I sent it on a disk. And they used that and incorporated that.
Oh, good. Cool. I will, I'll pass this on to Bob, too, so he can hear it from somebody else that you're really, really pleased with how things are going. And he's good. Bob does a really good job.
Yes, and I know he's swamped. I know that it's a difficult time. And usually people, and I told him when we first started, I said, look, it's going to be a long, painful process because I know the church, but, getting things done through the church and everything. But he's always been top-notch. It's just great. And you're welcome to use that or anything that you'd like to use as a testimony.
All right, sir. I really, really appreciate it. And, we get this in the put your website in the catalog too. It's going to generate some hits for you. Hopefully. So it'll be,
oh, that'd be great. Yes.
Really, really cool. I think you'll be able to get you out to, when the catalog goes out, it goes out to about 100,000 people. Actually, this is going to be our biggest, this is going to go on out in the annual catalog. So, well, our annual catalog is going to go to over 200,000 people. So that'll be pretty cool.
Well, I just appreciate this. See, the Lord just keeps blessing me through you guys.
Yeah, you got it.
He really does. Yeah. My wife, I told my wife, I said, we're in the catalog this and she's taking it. She works for a pastor. He's bivocational.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, I want to take it and show it to him. And I said, okay. But I thank you so much for calling me. And God bless you and Merry Christmas.
Thank you, sir. Merry Christmas to you.
And you can call me at any time. All right. And anything that you need that I can help you. I told Mark Loomis one day I'm going to be sneaking up towards Pennsylvania and I'm going to meet you guys face to face.
That'd be great. I'd love it.
So, okay. God bless you.
God bless you too, Pastor. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.